Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word for our meditation this morning is the reading that you just heard. It can be very crushing and devastating for people to become aware that they are left out, that is, alienated from the community of the ones to whom benefits and well-being and security have been promised. St. Paul tells the Ephesians that this once had been their lot. Remember, he says, that you were excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of the promise without hope. God had covenanted with the Israelites of old to be their saving and protecting God. And he revealed his will to them and his promises to bring about for them a kingdom of joy and glory and a messianic king who would deliver them from sin and death. When Jesus came to the Jews to be their Messiah and their Redeemer, it was to be expected that the Jews who embraced him as Messiah would be citizens in his great kingdom. They were called and privileged to be saints, holy ones, the people of him who said to them, "You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy, and I am the Lord who makes you holy." But where does that leave those who were not born into this chosen people, like the Ephesians and like most of us? St. Paul has good news. He says, "You are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." The reason for this blessed fact is that the Messiah of the Jews is the Savior of the whole world. He says, "Now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ, for he himself is our peace. Through him we have access, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. We Gentiles are redeemed by the same blood by which the Jews were redeemed. And with all believing Jews, we share the promised kingdom and the privileged duty of inviting Jews and Gentiles to come into the kingdom by proclaiming the peace of Christ. For God is building a dwelling place for himself in the world, and this is the kingdom of Christ. It is a temple for which he is gathering Jewish stones and Gentile stones, to be fitted and built together to become a dwelling place in which God lives by his Spirit, with Christ himself as the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building is joined together. It is the Holy Christian Church, created and cleansed and built up by word and sacrament. As the hymn says, the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. It is his new creation by water and the word. And one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food. And that's the Holy Eucharist. Contrary to the doomsayers and to writers of fantasy and science fiction who are constantly speaking of a time when there shall be no more church on earth, this holy temple will never perish. It is God's dwelling place, and he is not going to move out. The day is coming when heaven and earth shall have passed away, and when the kingdoms of this world will have collapsed, in which our glorious temple, every stone of it precious, shall forever stand upon its sure and abiding foundation. Amen.